Happy Monday. Monday, December 21st, 2020. The week of Christmas. It's Monday. Christmas is Friday. It's kind of getting exciting, isn't it? Today's daily Bible readings come to us from Luke 1, 46 through 55, 1 Samuel 1, 1 through 18, and then the Hebrews 9, 1 through 14. And today I'm going to look at 1 Samuel 1, 1 through 18, and going to talk about being honest to God, not coming, you know, with a bunch of false pretense or pretentiousness. And we're going to look at Hannah's life and the issue of what's going on in this story here with Hannah in 1 Samuel. So let's talk about Hannah's suffering. We're told that she suffered the pain of a closed womb, right? She was married to this guy, Elihu. And, you know, as you know, in the Old Testament, that time, you know, people would, like, have more than one wife, right? Wasn't an uncommon thing when we talk about the history of Israel. And Elihu had another wife who was able to give him children, but he still loved Hannah and loved her more, right? He loved her even though she wasn't able to give him a child. And I think perhaps that was probably even more painful for Hannah than the persecution she got from her rival, the other wife who, you know, kind of would, you know, throw it in her face that she couldn't bear children. Of course, then it just kind of made it that much worse because Elihu loved Hannah so much more, apparently. And so that's where Hannah is. That's where she's living. That's what she's dealing with. That's what she's suffering with. And we're told that she and her husband Elihu go up to Shiloh, to the house of the Lord, right? And at this point in the story, Hannah gets really honest. She gets painfully honest with God. And we're given the scene where she's drops to her face in front of the house of the Lord in this fervent, animated prayer before the doorpost of God's house. And she openly tells him her needs. She openly tells him her wants, her expectations, and her willingness. And it's this honesty and openness that kind of catches Eli's, the priest's, attention, but not in a good way. And he ends up looking at her, and he doesn't know what to make of her action and her behavior. And so he basically says to her, "Go home, you're drunk." Because he thinks nobody acts like this, really. So she's got to be drunk. She's just, you know, she just is out of her senses. She's not out of control. She's you know, nobody's really like this. And, you know, Eli, I think, misread her openness and her fervent honesty before God as drunkenness. And I think perhaps because he was so used to the pretense of others, the pretense of his world, that he couldn't see honesty when it was right in front of him. But Hannah is not put out by this. She's not put out at all, and she gets then honest with Eli, and she says, "No, I am not drunk. This is what's going on in my life. This is why I'm suffering. This is the pain, and this is what I'm asking God for." And Eli is forced to admit that God has heard her prayer. He's like, "Okay, good, fine, just go on. May God hear your prayer and answer your request." It's interesting because we live in this world that's full of pretense and pretentiousness, where nobody really seems to speak honestly to each other or with each other. And when we do see it, we don't really know what to make of it. You know, we're kind of like Eli. And we're like, "Go home, Hannah, you're drunk." So that makes me think of this quote from a book by a guy named Howard Thurman. It's a book he wrote. It's a good time of the year to be reading this, called The Mood of Christmas. And this is kind of a protracted long quote, so get comfortable. But it's he's writing about on human integrity and honest communication. And he says, "Why is it that we are embarrassed by simple honesty and directness in our communications with one another? And yet the hunger deepens and becomes more and more insistent for ridding ourselves of the tremendous burden of pretensions. We long for relationships in which it is no longer needful for us to pretend anything." The clue to the answer, rather, is in the awakening within us of the sense of living our lives consciously in God's presence. The habit of exposing the life, the motives, the dreams, the desires, the sins, all to God, makes for the integrity of the person. Out of this flows the integrity of the act. So, I think Hannah was a painfully honest person. She was in pain, and she was honest about that pain to God, and she was honest about what she wanted and what her expectations were and what she was willing to do in return. And God responded to that integrity, even though his priest didn't know what to make of it. So, that's the DBR for today. Go out, have a good afternoon, and we'll see you tomorrow.